allergic to love. Hey, what's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The show is Teachable Moments, the host is Dork, and the song you just heard is Allergic to Love. It was a cover by Charlie XCX of a Swedish punk band from... later in our life, earlier in our lifetimes, I guess. Snuffed by Azuka. I found out about that song from actually Nardwar's interview with Charlie XCX. If you've been listening to the show ever, you might know that I'm obsessed with Charlie. And so I like felt very like worlds colliding, that interview watching it. But yeah, some like random weird Charlie Punk. Who knew? Who knew? It is 2020. Welcome to the new decade, etc. I'm just going to say this just because I find it frustrating and I like don't know if like I keep hearing it and like when I hear it, I get frustrated by it. But I'm just going to say it is like people either saying or commenting on people saying that like, well, actually the new decade starts in 2021, which is like, okay, cool. No one cares. Everyone, like, I have never heard anyone say that, like, thankfully, but like, whatever, like, let people have 2020, let them have the round year as the new decade. I don't understand why people are holding on to it. Like, I feel like everyone understands and like, has decided that it goes from like 0 to 9. Like that's 10 years. That's a decade. You know what I mean? Who cares? Anyway, so new year, new me, I guess, new everybody. Everyone's just brand new. So what we're going to talk about today is newness. What's cool? Cool noun, newness. I feel like there is like this idea of like, oh, it's like it just came out. It's new. Like it's like the most on trend or like the most like it's like almost like it's like building on something. It's like there was like what was cool before and now this is new. And it's like taking what that context is and like making it it's like a cooler thing because it's newer. We're going to be talking about all this and more in the next hour of radio. But so excluding Allergic to Love, which came out as a cover from like the 80s or 90s and came out 6 years ago. It's going to be all new songs. 100% new. And most of them are local, which is exciting. So we're going to jump into it with S. Lord Efferman's most recent album, Music Is Over. It's over, it ended. If you still listen to music, what are you doing? It's 2020. This came out in late December, just before the holidays. And I'm going to play Surgical Wet Dream Euphoria, because I think that's a cool name. And a good song. So, this is Shitlord Fuckerman. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm the host Dork of that show. And we just heard some songos. That was number 504 by Emily Toyota. And then just before that was Mannequin Man by Laundrette. Laundrette is out of Portland, and then Emily Toyota is out of Seattle, but they play in Vancouver all the time, and it is a gift and a joy. They are playing at Shindig tonight, because Shindig started, if you don't know what Shindig is, it's a battle of the bands that CITR hosts every year, and this year it's a little different, but I think it's better. Definitely makes people's lives easier in a lot of ways. And yeah, they're playing with Kylie V, Wildfryer, and Morton Monk. I'm like kind of obsessed with number 504, that song right now. I don't know why, but it kind of just like resurfaced in my radar. And my radar went off the charts. It was like ding, 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 ding. And I guess it still is. Okay, so in this episode of Teachable Moments, we, as always, are investigating, trying to figure out what's cool, what's hot, what's not. And today we're just talking about newness. Does being new make you cool? Or like, so I watched Twilight recently. Great film. A piece of like cinema history. But there's like one point, so like Bella Swan, the main character, like goes to a new school, and like there's like three dudes who are like really trying to like get with her, and it's like so funny. They're like pretty aggressive about it, but one of the other girls who they go to school with is like lol, like you're like a shiny new toy. Like there is kind of this, and I think about that a lot, but there is this kind of like, if like something is recently acquired, like you're more excited about it. Like you think that it's cooler because you just got it. Like you recently made the choice and like made the call that like this thing was cool or like this thing was valuable. So if it's like something that's your own and it's new, then yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's cooler than when it's stuff you've had for a while. This does not detract from the coolness of the things you've had for a while though. Because then, so this is the flip side, and this is what we're going to be talking about after this musical break. Like, if you've had something for a long time, you've, like, consistently seen value in it. So therefore, it's really cool. It's, like, cooler. Who knows? Call in if you have a strong opinion. But we're going to move on to some more muzak, more tunes. This is Digging in the Desert. The brand new song by Lie. First single off of their new album, You Want It Real, off of Mint Records. It's coming out February 28th of this year, You Want It Real. They just released a music video for this that looks very weird and cool. But we're just going to do it. This is Digging in the Desert by Lie on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Still, I want another. I walk to my finishers, call them up. Let's get ready to rumble!
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Red Gate.
First on the docket, this Tuesday, January 7th, we've got Kylie V, Wild Friar, Emily Toyota, and Morton Monk.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
All you can...
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Hey, this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM dial.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkerinum-speaking Musqueam people. The show is Teachable Moments, the host is Dork, and we're here. If you're not doing great, we're doing the best we can. You know what I mean? We're doing fine. We're doing fine. So today's episode of Teachable Moments, the kind of like idea attachment to coolness, etc. What's cool? Is newness. If something's new, is it cooler? I don't know. So it's 2020. It's like, I feel like the biggest critique of New Year's as like an event that happens or like a holiday is like, well, it's an arbitrary day. Like you can make resolutions like any day of the year. Like, why are we celebrating this thing? And it's like, okay, you are a negative nester. Get over it. Like, I'm sorry. If there is like a socially sanctioned event that like encourages people to reflect on like bad decisions they're making or like habits that they want to change or just like ways that they can be happier, why wouldn't you support that? That's like the nicest, that's like literally the nicest thing our society does. You know what I mean? Like, can we just have this, please? Is how I feel about this holiday. But I don't know, there is kind of a like, well, like, I don't know if you are going to, like, stick to this. But it's like, whatever. Again, like, resolutions, pros, cons, who cares? Just try it. Like, just try. It's, like, important and really cool that you're trying, I think. So those are my kind of, like, thoughts on New Year's. Like, the new... like goals and stuff that people are setting at this time of year. And we're playing all new songs. As brand new as I could find. So you just heard Lia's Digging in the Desert. And then we're going to move right along to Sylvia Rath's Not Sick. Sylvia Rath released this like EP short album. Really big picture. In mid-November, and it has Dog Song on it, which is kind of like the last thing they released back in June, and then a few other great tunes. So this is Not Sick by Sylvia Rath. Happy New Year.
We'll be right back.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard White Walls by What was that? It was White Walls by the band What off of their new album that's coming out so soon, February 14th. Valentine's Day. Called Now. Just before that, you heard Come On by Non Law off of, again, another forthcoming album called Not In Love, which is also coming out on Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh. What a day of love and music. Two of my favorite things in the world. Wow. So today on Teachable Moments, we are talking all about all things new, all things fresh, all things shiny. So what is the like value of newness? It's like, it's exciting. Like I'm just thinking of like, are new babies cool? Like, are they inherently cool just because they're new? Like, I think they're interesting. But also like, if you think about like projects, like I've decided that I want to start this project, and so I will do it. It's like interesting and cool of you that you like want to start something and you like want to like create a new thing or like space or platform or whatever it is, this thing that you are doing that's new. But it still like needs to have like it needs to be a good idea. Like you can't just like start something and automatically it's cool and like automatically it's valuable because it's new. It has to be like based on something. There has to be like a solid cool foundation. And I was thinking about that a little bit earlier. I alluded to it of like things that are new are cool because it's kind of, like I'm kind of thinking of like brands and like lines of things. So if you think about like Fendi, like they've been producing collections for quite a while and like every season like there's this like assumption of like innovation or this assumption that like it is better somehow in some way, there's more value attached to this like collection or project or whatever than last year's season. And I feel like part of that, like fashion is like an interesting, it's just the first thing that my brain goes to, and I think it's like an interesting one because like part of fashion also, it's like not supposed to reflect what is cool now, kind of. It's like supposed to be, it's like forecasting it, it's like predicting what will be like cool and regular in like 2 or 3 years, or at least like high fashion, like lines like that. And like collections like aren't necessarily supposed to be practical. But then it's like, so then is the future cool? Like I'm just like kind of concerned and confused by this like assumption that something that is like you're like working towards it or like you achieve something better or something more valuable because it's like yet to be made and like there's value in that it like doesn't exist yet or it's like being created, which like obviously creation is valuable, you should do it, but like I think it's kind of like it's a little not dangerous but it's a little like if you're like the coolest thing is always something that's yet to be made, you know, like sometimes the coolest thing happened, you know what I mean? So those are some of my thoughts. We're gonna move right along in the show with Woolworm's Much Too Much off of Awe. Another new release, another new mint release that came out in November of last year. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. It's new, and so it's good.
Like that. How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5, CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
be there.
Pets and home, animals and pets, baby and nursery clothing and footwear, do it yourself, gardening, health aids, help.
Gearbox, so what I just love to do is love to trot very fast indeed, because otherwise it's not going to come out at all, and then when we put the back to the normal position, it's going to come out reasonably again, only we hope at the same speed, so we'll have to try that now, although it'll elongate the time, so therefore we'll have to talk
evening, 7-1 Charger, 7ES, EVA, engine, slapstick, slapstick, garbage, rubbish, utter crap, nondescript words outside, plus cigars, grabbers, plus Jack Stereo unit, mint condition, 1495, it's medical.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, thunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 hours of radio art, January 17th. Listen live or online at citr.ca.
Dmitry, come
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard The Moon is Real by Flat Earth. And just before that was Much Too Much by Woolworm. No, The Moon is Real is not technically new. It came out in April of last year. But it's new to me, and I think it's hilarious. So, whatever. Flat Earth is a project by Tim the Mute, who released an album last year called Welcome to the Sad Cafe. I saw Flat Earth at the Kingfisher Blues like annual holiday party for the first time, and like that's where I'd learned about them for the first time. And it's so funny. Like, I think it's genius. There was like this hilarious moment to me. So like that show was attended by like it felt like 2,000 like baby toddlers, just like children, like high schoolers running around doing their thingaroo-nee. But like Tim was on stage and like the Flat Earth, I guess, like symbol that they've come up with. I don't know if it's like of like the Flat Earth movement is just like kind of like your arm like parallel to the ground, like holding it just up and being like, it's flat. And just Tim was on stage with like this like Flat Earth kind of like headpiece thing and was like, can you show me what shape the earth is? And then like all of these children were like, it's flat, and were like holding their arms up. I thought it was so funny, and that's innovation, you know what I mean? Irony is art, and that's a hot take. Just kidding, not that hot a take, but teachable moments, trying to find out what's hot, what's not. Things that are new are hot. And comedy is hot and funny and cool. So those are just some thoughts. Gonna move right along to Hydrogen by Katie Prozac. She just released this, it's called My Side of the Split. She like recorded and like produced and whatever a split like album that like did not get released for reasons, but she has decided to release her songs that would have been on it. And these songs, like Katie Prozac writes some like pretty like brutally honest music. These songs are like difficult to listen to sometimes. I kind of feel the same way about Tim the Mute sometimes. It's just like, oh my gosh, like you are being so honest. My heart can't take it. So this is Hydrogen by Katie Prozac. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Save my life, please read the lines in my spectrum. Tell me if hydrogen in my heart lies. Let it be lighter than air, cause right now it's infected, diseased with the weight of my sins and my lies. Not featherweight, but as a feather disguise. Thank you.
atmosphere and not in space. I feel like our spirits now form a Venn diagram to principles that occupy the same place. And save my life, please, through the lines in my spectrum. Tell me if hydrogen in my heart lies. Let it be lighter than air, cause right now it's a plectrum. Burden to lift from the strings in your eyes. You're too unable to love or despise. You're too unable to love or despise.
You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Property by Material off of their album Leather. And then just before that, you heard Hydrogen by Katie Prozac off of My Side of the Split. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods, always a classic, a gift and a gem. I'm going to close the episode with a long one today because I feel like it. So this is The Ultimate Ensemble by Jay Arner off of J3. Again, off of Mint. This three-song little thing was released just in time for the annual Mint Xmas party, and which was late November. So, thank you so much for tuning in. That was my all things new, hot, new hot tracks. See you at Shindig tonight and every Tuesday for the rest of the month. I bet we're all equally excited about that. Okay, this is The Ultimate Ensemble. Up next is Into the Woods. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy.